Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. The bishop arrives to take office. Bishop William Hart Coleridge was the first clergyman to be appointed to serve as Bishop of Barbados and the Leeward Islands, presiding over the Anglican Church. His lordship, the bishop, arrived into Carlisle Bay and was brought to the landing place by HM Yacht Herald about 11 a.m. on this day, January 29th in the year 1825, as reported in a later issue of the Barbadian. He arrived on island 6 months and 4 days after his July 25, 1824 appointment to the position. On his arrival, the Right Reverend Coleridge was attended by all the pomp and ceremony attributed to his status as he was received into the island to take up his station as head of the Anglican Church. The description in the Barbadian brings the audience into this solemn but celebratory moment, which was long anticipated. It was a Saturday morning, and landing at the upper stepping stones of the wharf, he was received by a guard of honor of the 35th Regiment. At the behest of the governor, His Excellency Sir Henry Ward, quote, four companies of the Royal Regiment of Militia, under the command of Major Warren, were also present. They formed a line on each side of the street from Trafalgar Square leading to the church, through which the bishop, nearly attended by the whole clergy of the island, walked to St. Michael's Church, where an immense crowd filled the pews and the aisles of the church, end quote. Such was the pageantry of the occasion and the heightened delight to witness the momentous happening. According to the reporting, quote, it was a day which never can be forgotten, end quote. His lordship's mandate to the British islands of the Caribbean was wide in terms of geography, scope, and the varying conditions within the churches of these island spaces. As bishop, headquartered in Barbados, his remit was to the entire British West Indies, except Jamaica, Bahamas, the Cayman Islands, and British Honduras, now Belize. This appointment of a bishop to these islands was a significant move, which, although desired by the populace, was long in coming. In the words of the report, quote, the 29th of January 1825 will, indeed, be a memorable era in the history of our country. Happy would it have been, in all human probability, for these colonies had this attention to the spiritual interests of the West Indies of all classes been shown by the government many, many years ago, end quote. The appointment of Bishop Coleridge was intended to Christianize the enslaved, a charge which had for centuries been against the purview of the Anglican Church. However, now 14 years before emancipation, the church had taken a turn toward investing in the spirituality of the enslaved populations of the islands. To this end, Reverend Coleridge spearheaded improvements in the existing inadequate system by considerably increasing the numbers among the clergy, church buildings, and schools, leaving a rich legacy of neo-Gothic churches, chapels, and chapel schools. The impact of his work was highly evident.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.